What the hell is a sabo doing in a school shooting? Luke said with a frown. What the hell is a sabo? Rainey asked. Sanders looked at Luke, who did the honors. I've heard of them for hunting. Basically, you take something like plastic and wrap it around a smaller caliber slug so it'll fit in a larger caliber gun. Then a big gun can fire smaller bullets with greater velocity and mushrooming capacity. You know, for large game hunting. Oh, Jesus Christ! Rainey looked at them all as if they'd gone mad. You mean to tell me that someone is applying techniques for large game hunting to school grounds? We don't think this has anything to do with hunting techniques, Sanders supplied. The M.E. is the one who first thought of the possibility, and that's because she'd read about it once before, in a mob shooting in New Jersey. The other advantage of making a sabot, you see, is that it makes the slug hard to trace. No rifling marks. No matching with a murder weapon. Also, this answers Rainey's question about why only one shot to the forehead. Hardly a sure kill with a .22. Well, the slug was fired by a bigger gun, meaning greater velocity, more force. Whoever we're looking for isn't dumb. Rainey turned this over in her mind, trying to see how it was done. She spared a glance at Quincy, who had a curious look on his face, as if many things were becoming magically clear. She was happy for him. Personally, between the little scene with George Walker and now this, her temples were pounding and her hand had a tremor she hoped no one would notice. How do you make a sabot? She asked Sanders. It's involved. In this case, ballistics has determined that the .22 caliber slug recovered from Avalon's body was actually fired from a .38 caliber gun.
Danny's .38 revolver.
No. Rifling doesn't match. Give me a minute. We'll get to it. Okay. So we have someone, Quincy's unsub, who wants to cover his tracks. He hits upon a great idea. He'll shoot a .22 caliber slug from a .38 revolver. Given the entry wound and weight of the recovered projectile, everyone will be looking for a .22 semi-auto. He'll never get tied to the crime.